This is NPR's Ask Me Another, coming to you from Hard Rock Live in Orlando, Florida. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung, and now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Jamal and Mark. Soon they'll play a game where Jonathan Colton rocks so hard he could scratch a diamond. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Jamal, every Sunday, you make your Facebook status easy like Sunday morning.
Every Sunday for the last 10 or 11 years, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
And why?
I love the Commodores. I love the song. But more so now, I do it for other people because they expect to see it.
They count on it.
They count on it.
And have you ever forgotten or missed it?
Yes, and then they freak out.
Really?
I get phone calls, I get text messages. Where's the status? Where's the status? I'm like, I woke up late. I'm sorry.
That's fantastic. So, Mark, you're an urban planner, work in transportation. I asked you about your project for Orlando. But, Mark, what is your dream project?
High-speed rail to connect the entire continent. If you guys could have just hopped on a 120-mile-per-hour train, you could write your show on the way.
Yeah. It'd
be fantastic.
Like the Chunnel.
The Chunnel. The Tramerica.
the Tramerica. So how possible do you think this is?
It could happen. It's the early stages right now, but I think there's some inklings throughout the country where that it's a possibility.
To upgrade Amtrak or what have you.
Yeah, Amtrak's got nothing on high speed.
That's right.
Well, there goes any job opportunity that I had with Amtrak. Yeah.
Your next game is a music parody game called Hard Times. Jamal, you won the last game, so you win this and you're in the final round. Mark, you need to win this or we'll replace your hard rock collection with soft rock, and we hope you like gypsum. Jonathan Colton, take it away.
Since we are at Hard Rock Live, it seemed only fitting to change the lyrics of famous rock and roll songs to make them about things that are hard. And by hard, I mean literally or figuratively. So ring in to tell me the hard thing I'm singing about, and if you're correct, you can earn a bonus point by telling me the name of the song or even just the artist that I am parodying. You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go.
Cranium protects my brain. Mandible lets me chew romaine. With some crossbones, poison means you'll die. Poor Yorick. Hamlet knew that guy.
Jamal.
The skull.
A skull is correct. For a bonus point, can you name the original song or artist?
I am drawing a complete blank right now. And everyone, and there's a collective sigh from
everyone's
the crowd.
Everyone's okay. Very disappointed in you, Jamal. It was Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
I'm gonna bake tonight. Gonna make some brownies and banana bread. These things that crunch all right. And they got shells like a Klingon's head.
Mark.
Walnuts.
Walnuts is the answer. I just want to say there's a note in the script that says, do not accept pecans, they have smooth shells.
I do not think pecans look like Klingons' heads.
No, they don't. They don't look like Klingons' heads. For the bonus point, can you name the artist?
White
or the
Stripes.
Song? The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, that's right.
We all came out to Vegas, then to Mount Midoriyama. Athletic competition, reality TV drama. These obstacles are scary. Dressed in black, I may not be. But if I can nail this rope climb, that's total victory.
Jamal.
American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, you got it. For a bonus point, can you name the song or the artist?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. It's a tricky one because I didn't get to the riff. It's Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple.
Oh.
I know the next part of that song is what everyone's been haunted by when someone they know starts playing guitar.
Yeah, anytime you're in a guitar shop.
Oh. Yeah.
Totally.
So now you play the part we all know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have any lyrics. I can't, you know.
That's not the part that goes, smoke on the water, smoke
water,
on.
Smoke on the water. Yeah.
Thank you.
Computations using integrations, differential equations. Put delta y over delta x. It's gonna give you the slope. I'm gonna give you my slope.
It's Jabal.
Math?
We need you to be a little more specific.
Yeah, a little more specific.
What kind of? Yeah, think of the metal of math.
Geometry?
Sorry, that is incorrect. Mark, do you know what we're looking for?
Calculus.
Calculus is the answer. And can you name the song or the artist?
Zeppelin.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of love. Here we go.
Back in blue, I'm precious too. At the Smithsonian, I'm on view. Gem grade, carbon made, optimistically named.
Mark.
The Hope Diamond.
The Hope Diamond is correct. For a bonus point, can you name the song or artist?
That is AC/DC.
That's right, Back in Black. This is your last clue.
Take me down to the family lawyer, cause they signed the papers left in the foyer. You get the kids, I guess you won. Yeah, yeah. Take me down to the family lawyer, cause I signed the papers left in the foyer. I guess this marriage is done.
Mark.
Divorce.
Divorce, yeah. That's pretty hard.
Not a lot of hope in that diamond.
No, that's... For a bonus point, can you name the original song
that's
or artist?
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Paradise City.
Yeah.
Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Mark. You won that game. So you each won a game, so it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you go back and forth naming things in that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. It's the Epcot Challenge. Name the 11 countries featured in the Epcot World Showcase at Disney World. Mark, you're first.
Mexico.
That is correct. Jamal.
Norway.
Correct. Mark.
Germany.
Germany, correct. Jamal.
China.
Correct. Mark.
Italy.
Correct. Jamal.
Switzerland.
No. I'm sorry, Jamal. The other answers were Canada, France, Japan, Morocco, the United Kingdom, and the USA. Jamal, we're sorry to see you go. Mark, you're headed to the final round.